Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Bossman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Causey covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Cullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen scores. McMullen moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Howard moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Peterson moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova is walked intentionally. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard scores. Peterson moves to third. Casanova moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bossman strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Don McMahon. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Hank Allen now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.